AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. Former President Donald Trump is making remarks at a golf club in New Jersey. In remarks, Trump says Kamala Harris has been bad for everybody.
Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly. Very destructive to the entire world because as we go, oftentimes the world goes. She destroys everything she touches.
The White House is touting prescription drug deals it says will produce billions in savings for taxpayers and seniors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The deals will knock down list prices for 10 of Medicare's most expensive drugs, including blood thinner Xarelto and diabetes drug Januvia.
I've been waiting for this moment for a long, long time.
President Biden says it caps his decades-long bid to make prescription drugs more affordable.
As a result of our negotiations, the government will also pay less than for prescription drugs.
In their first joint policy appearance since he left the race, Vice President Harris joined the president in Maryland to tout the savings. The administration figures there'll be roughly $6 billion for taxpayers and $1.5 billion for some people on Medicare once the price drops take effect in January 2026. Drug makers, though, warn prices could go up for consumers in other areas. The White House is already bracing for a jump in Medicare drug plan premiums next year. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Peter Marshall, who played straight man to the stars for 16 years as host of the Hollywood Squares, has died at 98. The West Virginia-born Marshall was a singer and actor who appeared in films and on Broadway before landing the job in 1966 on Hollywood Squares. This is AP News. Shoppers helped fuel a rally on Wall Street.
The S&P 500 jumped 1.6% Thursday. The market has been righting itself after a scary few weeks and is now about 2% away from the all-time high it set last month. The Dow rose 554 points. That's about 1.4%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 2.3%. Treasury yields rose sharply in the bond market. That came after a pair of encouraging reports on the economy. One showed that shoppers increased their spending at retailers last month by much more than expected. Another showed that fewer workers applied for unemployment benefits last week. Seth Sutel, New York.
A prosecutor says five people have been charged in connection with Matthew Perry's death, including the actor's assistant and two doctors. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada announced the charges, saying the doctors supplied Perry with a large amount of ketamine and even wondered in a text message how much the former Friends star would be willing to pay. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.